There's no immediate threat by outside interests to ship or pump large amounts of Great Lakes water to the arid Southwest or to any other part of the world that needs fresh water, and the draft agreements aim to keep it that way. There are two documents up for consideration by the public and policymakers. One would be a binding compact between the states. The other would be a voluntary agreement between the states and provinces. Ohio Governor Bob Taft co-chairs the Council of Great Lakes Governors, which released the plans.
The whole effort is premised out of our concern that we have a legally enforceable framework and a clear standard.
There's already a federal law on the books that allows any one Great Lakes governor to veto a diversion of water from the lakes. But there are concerns about challenges under the U.S. Constitution or free trade agreements. The Great Lakes Charter Annex would require the approval of all 8 states for any proposal to divert more than 1 million gallons a day out of the basin. Even if a diversion is approved, there's a catch. Whatever's taken out of the basin would have to be returned once it's used. Noah Hall of the National Wildlife Federation says the practical effect of those requirements would be a guarantee that the lakes don't get pilfered by drier parts of the U.S.
Where they have growing populations and dwindling supplies of water, and they've been looking at using the Great Lakes to meet their water needs for some time. I think they'll obviously see this agreement for what it is, which is a pretty large barrier, perhaps an insurmountable barrier, to accessing Great Lakes water down the road.
The agreement would also allow any 3 states to block withdrawals from within the basin of more than 5 million gallons a day. Existing users would be grandfathered in, so only the most mammoth project would likely come up for consideration, a new power plant, for example. Hall says that means at most 1 project a year that would come up for review.
But what it guards against is the threat of the absolute largest diversions, the massive withdrawals, the ones that could by themselves harm or impact the Great Lakes and lower lake levels.
Eventually, states would be required to put rules in place for managing smaller withdrawals within the basin. Even under a best-case scenario, that wouldn't happen for at least a dozen years. But Ohio Governor Taft says the end result will be preservation of the lakes for future generations.
We have a responsibility as stewards of this precious resource, 20% of the world's freshwater supply, to protect and preserve it for the benefit of the peoples within the region. And that's what the draft agreement is intended to accomplish.
The plan is up for public review over the next 3 months. Each Great Lakes state would have to sign off on the interstate compact. It would also require the approval of Congress. And the fast-growing arid Southwest has more representation in Congress every term. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Sarah Hewlett.